This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two people were killed in New Year's Eve avalanches in Montana and Colorado after heavy snow blanketed much of the West. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center said two snowmobilers from Washington were headed uphill near Daisy Pass north of Cook City, Montana, when one of them triggered a large slide and was swept about 600 vertical feet down the slope. The buried rider was covered in 5 feet of snow and was wearing an avalanche airbag backpack, but it did not deploy. Both riders had shovels and probes, but neither was wearing an avalanche beacon. Another group of snowmobilers helped search for the missing rider and found his body about an hour later. The avalanche broke on weak snow near the bottom of the snowpack. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center had issued strong warnings Friday about the likelihood of human-triggered avalanches. Also Saturday, a father and his adult son were backcountry skiing near Breckenridge Ski Resort in Colorado when they were caught in an avalanche. The father was able to dig himself out, but his son was buried. A team with a search dog found his body about 2 hours after the incident. Saturday's accidents marked the second and third avalanche fatalities so far this winter. Boulder, Colorado has closed its main public library due to methamphetamine contamination in the facility's bathrooms and in some seating areas. The library closed December 20th after higher than acceptable methamphetamine levels were found in restroom air ducts. The city closed the library out of an abundance of caution and to conduct environmental testing. Testing found meth residue inside air ducts in the main library's bathrooms. The testing was ordered based on a spike in reports of individuals smoking meth in public restrooms over the past 4 weeks. Further testing confirmed that contamination was almost entirely limited to the public-facing bathrooms and on the surfaces of the exhaust ducts in those enclosed spaces. In addition to contamination in the bathroom, there's also surface contamination in a few highly trafficked seating areas. The restrooms and seating areas affected will have to undergo professional remediation before they are made accessible to the public again, but the city of Boulder said it is not yet clear if and when public restrooms will be brought back. Meth contamination regulations were developed particularly for incidents where continual exposure is likely, such as in buildings where people are manufacturing meth, not just using it. Episodic exposures, such as in public buildings, present much less threat to health. 2021 saw an increase in the number of deaths from methamphetamine usage in the U.S. The Montana legislature convened on Monday in Montana's 68th legislative session. Republicans, for the first time, hold a supermajority of 102 of the 150 seats in the legislature, a number that allows that party to advance proposed changes to the state constitution without the votes or support of Democrats. And Republican representatives and senators have big plans to change Montana's constitution. 48 constitutional referenda working their way through the bill drafting process are all at the request of Republican legislators. The ability to pass those without any Democratic support was a major theme in November's election, but it's important to know that the GOP cannot unilaterally change the Montana Constitution. It can only put measures to do so on the ballot for a vote of the people. And while those referenda will play an outsized role in the plot of the session, choices on how to spend or save an estimated $2.4 billion surplus will dominate the narrative. The only requirement of any legislative session is to pass a balanced budget. That's in Montana's constitution. But Montana lawmakers also will debate how to spend, invest, return, or save part of the $2.4 billion in state reserves. That much money is sitting in part because of the failure to fund the state hospital, the state penitentiary, pay its workers, or hire more state employees. Democrats already have proposed using part of the huge fund reserve for housing for Montanans. The legislative session lasts no more than 90 days every 2 years, another constitutional limitation. All bills, committee hearings, floor debates, and the like can be found on the legislative website, leg.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.